Craig down, baby.
Every Friday here on The Takeaway, we love to have Sean Ramaswaran on with his Friday Five, his sort of top five internet things to know over the week. Well, it's Wednesday. It's not Friday, but it's New Year's Eve, which means there's a whole year behind us. Sean is here. It's not five, it's 10. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Yeah, I recommend everyone spend their New Year's Eve on the internet, just hanging out.
I should say Sean Ramaswaran is from Sideshow, which is the entertaining podcast from our friends upstairs at Studio 360 at WNYC. Sean, kick us off.
One.
Clickhole.com.
Yeah. Have you ever taken a digital detox and internet vacation?
For about 72 hours.
Yeah. The faster route to that and the cheaper way is to just go to clickhole.com, which is this satirical site created by The Onion that basically makes fun of the most inane corners of the internet. So it's like mostly comprised of listicles and quizzes and fake celebrity gossip.
And clickbait.
All the clickbait, exactly. So it's essentially a satire of virality, of anything that ever aspired to go viral. But my favorite thing they did this year was an article called The Time I Spent on a Commercial Whaling Ship Totally Changed My Perspective on the World. It was written by a sailor named Ishmael, and below a photo of a whale's fin was the entire text of Moby Dick. It was perfect. It's like one of the smartest things I've ever seen online.
If you hate brands and everything that the internet has done with brands, Clickhole is the place for you. That's my favorite thing about it. Now, the very opposite of short-form listicle satire is long-form satire, which is John Oliver.
John Oliver, sure. He's got Last Week Tonight Now on HBO, presumably, but really most people are watching his show on YouTube, where his like long satirical and cogent monologues are uploaded every week. He helped crash the FCC's website this year by asking commenters to voice their opinions on a net neutrality forum.
We need you to get out there and for once in your lives, focus your indiscriminate rage in a useful direction. Seize your moment, my lovely trolls. Turn on caps lock and fly, my pretties.
And people did. They flew right to the FCC
website.
It worked. Now, much calmer, maybe much more serious, but no less in the world of fandom was the podcast Serial.
Three.
Yeah, my favorite thing about Serial is how good it's been for other podcasts as the host of a podcast. Maybe that's shallow sounding, but like truly it became a phenomenon, a cultural phenomenon. Fred Armisen tried to do an SNL sketch about Ira Glass a couple years ago, and Lorne Michaels or whoever makes those decisions said, no one's going to get this. The last episode of SNL this season had a 5-minute long Serial satire, and Funny or Die did one too, and they're all hilarious.
On this week's Serial.
Oh, sorry, Sarah. Sorry. The executives from MailChimp are here. They just wanted to say hi. We are very excited about this. I gotta be honest, this child murder has been really great for MailChimp.
Do you mean MailChimp?
Yeah, that's what I said. I use MailChimp.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Goofing on sort of the advertising, the sponsorship that goes along with Serial there. You know, that Twitter loved the joke that maybe the MailChimp did it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's hard to laugh at this thing about murder, but so many people found so many different ways to do it. Like, there's a day where I went on iTunes and the top 10 podcasts included Serial at number one, and then two additional podcasts that are just about Serial.
It's Slate just and talk,
a
yeah.
huge phenomenon, and it's kind of amazing.
Now, I need your help with this one. What is Run the Jewel?
Run the Jewels is a hip-hop duo. It's kind of like a hip-hop supergroup comprised of this guy, LP from Brooklyn, and Killer Mike from Atlanta. And these two guys are both like 39 years old and are late in their career, but they released easily the most important rap album of the year. You want to hear a little bit?
Let's do it.
It be feeling like the life that I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for pigs to stop and frisk me when they roll around on patrol and ask why you're here? I just tell them because it is what it is. I live here and that's what it is. Each time you got a dime, I say, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my keys.
I've heard this without knowing what it was. Now I know what Run the Jewels is because I know this song.
Yeah, so in addition to having like really versatile raps and really great beats that are sort of innovative, the album addressed a lot of the racial unrest that was unfolding in this country in the latter part of the year, and that's when it came out, and it started leaking online and then quickly blew up and just became the biggest and most important rap album of the year. It's great.
Fine.
Sean, in a lot of ways, this was the year that Vine really came into its own. 6-second videos, everybody kind of thought it would come and go away, or that only 12-year-olds would be into it. It's really not the case.
Totally, yeah. Vine's launching memes. It's launching cover stories in, like, New York Magazine this year, think pieces, careers, and generally just my favorite from the year was, which you can see on the Takeaway site, was this kid named Christian Leonard, who does a lot of trick photography with his telephone, and it's just this really great Vine of a kid jumping in a pool, and there's something very surprising that happens all in 6 seconds. And this guy, Christian Leonard, he's now making Vines for, like, Chrysler and Chips Ahoy, all his sponsored content in his feed. He's, like, 20 years old and probably makes more money than both of us.
Six?
Now, your number six is my number one personally because I absolutely love High Maintenance.
Great, yeah.
I love it. I pay for it. I'd pay double for it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's, like, easily the best web series online and potentially one of the better TV shows out there. It's about ostensibly about this marijuana delivery guy in New York City who bikes around delivering weed, but it's really about these people he delivers his weed to and their lives and their loneliness and their love.
Your business must be doing very well.
Yeah, it's like today's the Thanksgiving of smoking pot or something.
And this is the kind that makes you want to eat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it does that.
Is it very strong? I don't smoke. How much do you have to do to make something happen?
Oh, Ellen, you're going to have such a good time. I remember, gosh, this was years ago, Jerry and I got free tickets to a Steely Dan concert. Jerry got high, of course I didn't, but I must have gotten a contact high because when we got home, I ate 2 boxes of French bread pizza.
But the beauty of High Maintenance for me, actually, it's not about pot at all. It's about a guy who meets lots of different people.
Yep.
Incidental to being a pot dealer, but it draws character sketches so distinctly and with such great borders. It's just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's on point.
Seven!
Now, moving on, Sean, I'm glad you're here because every single time I see on Twitter, and I see it all the time, a funny picture of Kermit the Frog sipping Lipton tea. Not to buzz market, but that's what the meme is. Yeah. I don't get the joke. Everybody else gets it. But me, it's the one joke I feel on Twitter that I am not in on.
This is a meme that its brilliance lies in the fact that anyone can project anything of it. It's an image of Kermit the Frog in front of a window some morning sipping Lipton tea. And it always says, but that's none of my business. That's the meme on the bottom. It's, but that's none of my business. But on the top, it's whatever you want. So it could be, you know, you're not supposed to wear a red sweater on Tuesdays, but that's none of my business. Or it could be, you know, we should be working right now, but instead we're watching a soap opera. But that's none of my business. I think its versatility lies in the fact that it can be anything.
It's whatevs, you be you.
Yeah, it just blew up.
Number eight.
Too many cooks is something we've talked about before. It's stupendous and crazy.
It's an 11-minute satire of TV sitcoms from the 80s onward, and it's just unbelievably on point.
It takes a lot to make a stew.
A pinch of salt and laughter too.
A scoop of kids to add the spice.
A dash of love to make it nice. And you got too many cooks.
All right, let's keep that short. We've heard enough because if you hear too much of that, it'll bring back PTSD-like symptoms from watching too many cooks. Let's move on to the ice cream van.
Number nine?
Yeah, sure. So it's called the ice cream van, and it's two kids eating baked beans on toast somewhere in the UK, and things happen. People start falling down, and it's just – it makes me so happy.
Really, really worth going to. Now, the last
12 million people have watched it, so, you know, I'm not alone.
See a Chandelier is the last one on your list.
It is. I mean, we should go out with some music, and See a Chandelier was perhaps the best music video of the year. In my book, it was –
Sean Ramos from Sideshow. Can the internet only get better in 2015?
Let's hope so. Things need to get better. So if the internet does it, that'll be great.
Well, we'll have you back at the end of next year. And in the meanwhile, I'm sure, and it'll be even better than your list for 2014.
Thank you.
Sean Ramos from Sideshow. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.